It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the Green Party's co-leader, James Shaw, about the New Zealand government's response to recent attacks by Israel and Hamas, and whether the Green Party believes the international community should do more to support Palestine. And with Election Day approaching, we also discuss the importance of voting and why the Green Party believes you should give them their vote. Here is that interview.
Well, we certainly agree that Hamas needs to cease from violence, but we would also say that so does the Israeli Defence Force. I mean, our kind of focus is on the civilians who are caught up in the middle of this. And, you know, we think that the Israeli Defence Force and Hamas have to make every effort to protect the lives of civilians in both Israel and in the occupied Palestinian territories. That is critical.
What does the Green Party think about the Israeli government's historic treatment of Palestinians?
Well, we're very strong supporters of a Palestinian state as well as an Israeli state. So the two have to learn to live to coexist alongside each other. And in our view, the Israeli government has, in particular in recent times as well, been extremely unhelpful by, you know, in the way that it sort of treats the Palestinian occupied territories.
If we are condemning Hamas and classifying them as a terrorist organization as a country, do you believe that we should give the same criticism to the Israeli government?
Well, we think that violence against civilians, whether it's committed by Hamas or by the Israeli Defense Force, has to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. I mean, there is nothing that justifies targeting or harming civilians. And at the moment, both Hamas and the Israeli Defense Force appear to be doing that. And that just has to stop.
We have seen some right-wing parties in Aotearoa echo pro-Israel sentiment. These parties also oppose adopting co-governance strategies here, as well as titiriti justice here in Aotearoa. What do you think this might indicate about their views on Indigenous communities and colonisation as a whole?
Well, one thing I am particularly worried about, and it has been a feature of this election, is the level to which we're seeing culture wars being imported into our territory, New Zealand. And you can see some of that coming out of what's going on with domestic US politics. Obviously, Russia has a major hand to play in all of this. And, you know, you can see them working with Iran to stoke the fires in Gaza and Israel. And so, you know, I think that we have to be exceedingly careful as a country not to allow ourselves to get caught up in essentially other wars in that sense. You know, there is a series of very bad actors at play here, and they are seeking to influence democratic countries like Aotearoa New Zealand, and we cannot afford to let that happen. And that would be very bad for Māori in particular, and it would be very bad for us as a country.
What makes the Green Party the best party in Aotearoa, in your opinion, to be pushing for independent foreign policy and to stand up against the effects of colonisation?
We have always taken an approach that says that violence is unacceptable by anyone, and in particular when you're engaged in a conflict situation like this, nothing justifies targeting civilians. So we have always sought to try and find a peaceful solution, and our view is that New Zealand's foreign policy should reflect that. We have a tremendous advantage in this country. You know, we do, generally speaking, have a largely independent foreign policy, but we are seen as highly trustworthy by most countries around the world. And, you know, we can play a role here in making peace rather than picking sides and stoking the flames of war.
I also wanted to talk to you about voting with Election Day approaching and give you the opportunity to give a final message for BFM listeners before the election. But first of all, did I see that you were voting last week on the University of Auckland campus?
No, I had actually voted already at the Victoria University campus in Wellington with Tamitha Paul, who is our candidate for Wellington Central. I think she's going to win that. I did come up to provide some moral support, and do a bit of cheerleading for Chloe as she cast her vote alongside a group of other students at the advanced polling booth at Auckland University. So, it's great to sort of support that. I think it's really important for students to vote. This is a much tighter election than, what the media might give you the impression of. And actually, it's young people who can swing it because the largest group of undecided voters are young people. And when young people, get together and actually get out and vote, actually, you can change the outcome of the election. So my pitch would be just to make sure that you actually do get out there and vote. If you're voting, then please give your votes to the Green Party. And if you're in Auckland Central in particular, give your candidate vote to Chloe Swarbrick. If you're in Mount Albert, give it to Ricardo Menendez March. If you're on the Māori roll, give it to Darlene Hoffman. That means that we'll have more Green MPs in Parliament and more ability to influence the agenda of the next government to make sure that we take some real action on climate change, that we make sure that people who rent get a fair deal, and that everybody's got enough to pay the power bills and the food and their rent.
That was Green Party co-leader James Shaw on Palestine solidarity and voting in this year's general election.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.